Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, y'all. It's Wednesday again. Yep, it's Wednesday already. Is it me? Is it me? Or does it just seem like this year hauling ass? It's all we already in March, man. Just seemed like a few weeks ago it was 2018. We was bringing in the new year, but yep, it's Wednesday already again. And we back on the Grudge Talk Power Hour doing what we do best. Talking about some bullshit. So, anyway, well, all of it ain't bullshit, but, you know, a lot of it is. But, anyway, I got some tech tips for y'all tonight because, you know, we did have Fun Day Sunday, or Grudge Day Sunday, I'm sorry, Grudge Day Sunday over at Orlando Speed World this past weekend. Florida Top 10 guys got their thing. You know, they came out there and they did their thing. You know, them guys got out there and they raced each other. It definitely happened. You had all kind of cars in that on that top 10 thing, fighting for that top 10. top 10, and that is a no-time deal. In case y'all didn't know, it is a no-time deal. So, but anyway, like I said, I got some tech tips for y'all. It's something that's been going around, and, you know, we grudge racing over here, so sometimes, you know, when you step in a grudge race, you know, it might be one or two or three things that keeps that race from happening. So I want to talk about a couple of them tonight. And, you know, of course, I had to call on my old expert, Mr. Ernie Wren. So I'll get him in here in a minute. But before I do that, I want to see if Mr. Tip, are you on the phone, Mr. Tip? See if Mr. Tip on the phone, because, you know, Mr. Tip, Bobby Childs, y'all hit the one button, man, because they got that Florida versus Georgia thing going on this weekend, and it's going to be on and popping. Oh, there go Tip right there. Hold on a second. Hold on a minute. Mr. Tip.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, what's going on, man? Y'all ready for this Florida versus Georgia deal?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This weekend is the Florida Georgia line for US 19 drag strip up there with Mr. Bobby Childs. So we've got 650 index, 550 index, open comp, and 20, 29 guys are going up there, and we're going to battle, man. And you got the Stick Shift Mafia going to be in the house. They can about 6 or 7 cars up there, so we have a good time. I hope some of these no-time guys will go up there and knock these guys' heads off. They talk a lot of trash. We got Bobby Childs Jr. want to shake down with somebody. He's testing his car. He want to see if anybody wants to shake down. We got Trent Thomas going into battle
about,
with
What they call that car? Bobby Childs Jr. car.
The white Monte Carlo. I don't know what the name of it.
It's got a name. I can't remember the name, but you say he's looking to shake down with somebody?
Yeah, he looking to shake down with somebody. He's testing, so he said he might as well shake down with somebody. And got Trent Thomas going in the all-motor shootout with Max Jet. It's Lil Vega, Big Block Vega. The Big Block is Big Block. They're going all-motor off the trailer. And I'm looking like I'm going to have to run this guy Ken Grant up there, the way it sounds, the way it's coming around. Look like me and him have to go in battle, so. It should be a good time, man. I hope you guys come up there and check it out, man. I know Tony's going to be in the house up there. And you guys, it's Friday night. We're having off the trailer. We're building our own pot Friday night off the trailer gamblers race, a little test of tune. So. But Saturday, it's going to be on and popping, man. Everybody's excited about it. So Mr. Childs is going to put up his safety barriers. He got his concrete barriers up his walls and everything. And we're going to make this thing happen, man. So y'all coming up and support us if you get a chance. That's US 19 track strip.
Mr. Tip, I just got a text. The name of that car is Aftermath. Bobby Childs Jr. car, that Monte Carlo. Yeah, they call it Aftermath. So Aftermath
right.
looking for a little some shakedown. He want to test on somebody, so. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. You know, some of these grudge guys, a lot of time they don't like to tell you, but I'm putting that out there so y'all will know.
Yeah.
We going up
there.
I will be up there. I will be going up there. I plan on trying to stop by Friday night and you know, just to see, to check it out and everything. And I will be there Saturday, though. I will be there Saturday.
Yeah. I heard that, man. And let me know when you get there. All right, man. Hey, listen, I got to have some background noise. I'm in the truck working, so I'll get back on the show here in about 15 minutes or so.
Okay, Tip. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, man.
Anybody,
thank you. All right.
Okay, Tip. Anybody else want to come on and announce anything you want to talk about? Because I want to get you guys in here. And if you got something that you want to announce, I want to get you in here so that, you know, you can say what you got to say, because we're going to start this tech segment in a second here. I just got to get old Ernie on the phone. Let me see. Y'all bear with me now. Bear with me. Because, you know, I'm doing like two or three things at one time. anyway, anybody, like I say, anybody else want to get in here and anything they want to announce, anything like that, I'll go ahead and hit the one button, man. Hit the one button. Don't be shy, you know. Don't be shy. You know, y'all too old to be shy now. You know, we've been doing this for quite a while, so ain't no need of being shy. But I ain't got nobody hitting the one button, so let me go ahead and dial old Ernie up.
Johnny Gargan, thank you.
Hey, Ernie, how you doing, man? You live on the Grudge Talk Power Hour. I had to bring you in here to talk about some of this tech stuff. You available? You all right? You put some lighter kits together? What you got going over there, CompuCar?
Yeah, that's what I do for a living. What you mean by putting nitrous kits together? Yeah, that's all we do is make power all day long.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, the more power you make, the more they want you to make, right?
Well, like they say, more power to you. That's what we do at CompuCar. You do anything you want to do, and we'll make it faster.
Okay. Well, look, Ernie, I got a couple things I want to ask you about today. Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you what these two things are first, but then we're going to take them one at a time. The first thing I want to talk about, I want to know the advantages of one system. And we're talking about nitrous systems versus multiple nitrous systems. And the second thing I want to ask you about is one carburetor versus multiple carburetors. But we're going to start off with the nitrous systems first. So is that a better one, or should we start off with the carburetors first, Penny? I mean, you the expert.
Oh, they actually go hand in hand. So you've got right there in those two questions, probably about 90% of most of the stuff that I answer during the day with racers, you know, would go to the first one, is one system versus two systems, which one's best. If you've got one stage, you're limited to what it can do, and you're also limited to what the tires can hold. So if you set your chassis upright and you go out there and the most you can put to the ground is 225 horsepower without over-rotating the tire or just blowing the tires off, that's what you got. Now, if we've got a one-stage direct port, we do have the advantage of banking that system, turning on the left half and then turning on the right half 4/10 out off the gate. That way, let's say we got 300 horsepower in it, we'd be leaving with 175. The car clicks up, hicks up, moves. We turn on the other side. Now we got 350 running. Everybody's happy. That's a more expensive system because you are going with a direct port versus a single stage plate. Now, if you compare a single stage direct port to a multi-stage plate, say our Mad Dog series, then you've got to go back to the plate as the best deal for making horsepower. A plate is always going to make more torque than a direct port will. You know, everybody wants to talk horsepower and horsepower and horsepower, and they forget, horsepower won't get you anywhere. And you got to have torque to get you off the starting line. So the more torque we can put on the starting line that the car can handle, then we have the advantage of getting the car moving. Now, once the car gets moving and we turn on the second stage, it's like you having your car in staging lanes and you're there by yourself and you got to push it up to the staging lanes. Well, you got to get down and get your shoulder in it and grunt like a dickens to get it to move. And then, okay, you finally got it rolling. If somebody walks up behind you and just puts their hand in the car and just starts giving it a shove, he ain't grunting. And then all of a sudden, you fall on the ground because his little bit of help, you didn't need all that torque anymore. The horsepower took over. So that's your advantages to a single-stage plate versus a direct port versus a multi-stage plate. Now, if you go into a multi-stage threat force.
Ernie, let me ask you a question on that. Let me ask a question on that real quick.
Okay.
Why is it that you have some cars that have two or maybe three stages, and then you take a car with one stage, it runs just as fast as the car with two or three stages? Why is that? Can you?
Usually we can relate that right back to the tune-up of the car. The whole, you can have as many stages as you want. If they're not tuned properly, if the carburetor jets are the wrong size, if the carburetor is the wrong size, then, and you don't ever get it balanced to what the motor needs, the amount of stages you have makes no difference. It's having them properly tuned to what you're doing to make the proper horsepower. Because as you turn on the different stages, the velocity through the carburetor increases, which increases the fuel flow through the carburetor. So you've got to make sure that the carburetor jets are properly sized for what you're putting in there as far as nitrous. It's not just a bolting on and let's go racing. It's a bolting on and let's get the tune up.
So basically, the answer to that question is in the tune up.
It's all in the tune up. I mean, when you say the tune up, you can circle both your questions and add a whole lot more to it, and it all goes into the combination, the tune-up. The tune-up ain't right, the motor ain't going to run. And if you try to force it to run, you're going to end up hurting the pistons or having a backfire.
Okay. Well, I guess that answered my question. So you go ahead on to the next, what you was about to say, as far as the second step to that.
Okay, well, the second step was talking about the carburetor, single carburetor versus two carburetors. In the overall scheme of things, let's say we're working with a 632 and down in the eighth mile. A single carburetor is going to perform better than dual carburetors. In the eighth mile. After the eighth mile, yeah, you might get two fours to run better than a single four. But in that first eighth mile, the single four barrel is going to maintain the velocity of the intake runners better. You're going to get the good distribution. Everything's going to work good. The nitrous comes on. The jetting in the carburetor's right. You go out the back door. It's perfect. There's not a small block out there today that can use two 1150 dominators, unless you're turning 15,000 RPM.
Ernie, why you got all these people building these big, bad-ass small blocks and putting carburetors on them? They're going to run 8 miles if one carburetor is faster than two. I mean, that don't make
sense. Well, the first thing is if you go to an engine builder, I'm not going to say names, but if you go to a well-known engine builder, the reason why he wants you to put two 4-barrels on there is because he's going to make an extra $10,000. He's there to sell you parts and pieces. Now, performance-wise, okay, let's say he does put two 4s on there and he puts it on the dyno and he goes, well, I'll show you how good these things work. And you go out there and you go to the dyno and he pulls it to 8,500 RPMs and he adjusts everything. He comes out and goes, man, look, you beat 900 horsepower. And we got 40-degree timing in it. We got 92 jets in it. And it's just all this rigmarole. Well, that's absolutely wonderful, except that means absolutely nothing when you put it in drag racing mode. When you put it in drag racing mode, you're not going to be running 40-degree timing. If you're running, a 440-inch motor, 420-inch motor, you're going to be running about 34 degrees timing. You're going to pull out on the first stage, probably 8 to 10 degrees. So you're only actually making a pass on 26 degrees, 24 to 26 degrees. I spent all day at Sonny's Dyno up in Virginia with a 632. And I pulled because I rented the time, I owned the motor, and the information was for me, not him. We made the first pull motor made 1,217 horsepower. Okay, that's good. They looked at it, so I went in there. I took the timing out, went out and made another pass. It dropped down to 897 horsepower. Same motor. The only thing I did was pull that 8-degree timing out. Okay, torque went away, horsepower went away. Okay. During this period of time, nobody knew about phasing the distributor. So I had developed phasing the distributor. I phased the distributor on the car because he had shot it straight up. I phased it, turned on the first stage, had my jet pattern in there, went in. I said, let's bring it back up just like it was before, the 800 plus horsepower, touched the button, and went to 1790 horsepower. And that was not with big jets. That was with a properly tuned motor. And the torque went off the scale. So we shut that one down, and I did the same thing to the second stage. And we made over 700 horsepower on a spray bar going through the 2.4 intake. And at that point, I said, okay, I've learned everything I want to do. And got the print out and made them delete that file. And I went home with my information. And I learned what your carburetors are, what size of the carburetors you actually need, and where your jetting pattern needs to be with what you're doing.
Okay, now, was that with one carburetor or two carburetors? I don't know if you said it or not. If you did, I didn't hear.
That was a 632 with two 1050 Holley dominators from Holley right out of the box. And we were running quarter mile pro mod.
Did you try with one carburetor, Ernie?
I did not try it with one because we were running quarter mile pro mod at the time. So I just wanted those figures. But looking at the pull throughout the power band, we really never got to the point where you could use the two 1050s on that 632. But over the years, we've done extra work on small block, single full barrel, and the eighth mile, and the tune-up that we give on our equipment. And the first thing I ask people, what jets do you have in the carburetor? Tell me about your carburetor. Because you first have to start with a carburetor. If you can take your car without the nitrous turned on, just turn it off, and go out there and make an eighth of a mile pass, will your car make a decent eighth of a mile pass? It's going to be slower, but is it going to pull the full eighth of a mile? If you say, well, hell yeah, it pulls, then it tells me the jets of the carburetor are too big. You're set up for normally aspirated, not nitrous-assisted. Nitrous-assisted car uses smaller jets of the carburetor. Okay, you say, well, I ordered so-and-so's 1050 that makes 1,200 CFM. Great, wonderful. It's too big for your car. And if you take it apart, you're probably going to find it's got 94 to 96 jets in it. You put it on your car, it's going to be too rich. You're going to call him, and he's going to say, well, change the jets. Well, damn, didn't I just pay you $2,000 for a carburetor? Well, yeah, but you've got to adjust it to your car. Hold a sec. And it boils down to, you order a carburetor, they take your name and address, phone number, they send you the carburetor. I call in, they give me the carburetor that's right beside yours. Somebody else calls in, they get the third carburetor in there. They all get the same sheets of paper, and they all got the proper name and address and phone number and charge card on the piece of paper. But the piece of papers don't mean nothing. The flow numbers mean nothing because basically they have done what's called dyno flowing carburetors for normally aspirated cars. If you're running a normally aspirated car, that is wonderful. So if you're running a C-modified or a D-gas, that's great. If you're running nitrous, not so good. So carburetor sizing.
What's too big of a jet to go in a 1050? What's too big? If you got a 1050, and it's a dominator, what's too big? when it comes to
coverage. If you buy a Dominator from Holley and you take it out of the box, it's going to have 92s or 94s in it, square. You do not want a power valve on a racing carburetor. You square jet a racing carburetor. You don't stagger jets. If you're staggering jets, then you've got a problem that you're trying to make up for. You cannot, you know, the carburetor feeds a plenum that feeds the cylinders. It's kind of like a mailbox. And you go around there and you stab a bunch of holes in it. Oh, there's the runners. So once you put the carburetor on top of that mailbox, every cylinder is going to get the same flow. Because you're putting nitrous in there at 900 pitches, 1,000 pounds per square inch. You're only filling up about 1 cubic foot of space with nitrous. And you're only firing one cylinder at a time. So that means you've got 7 cylinders sitting there with nitrous and fuel building up on the valve, being cleared out or going into compression to be fired. Only one cylinder fires at a time. So they should have the same piston in the hole, the same heads, the same camshaft. Why you got different jets in every cylinder? You got different jets in a cylinder because you got a problem in your carburetors.
Well, Ernie, you got to tell me what too big of a jet is. So bigger than 94, and we talk about nitrous application, not all motors. But what's too big?
Nitrous application, the tune-up that I give with our Mad Dog system, and it's a complete tune-up one-on-one. We talk to the racer, and we walk him through the whole tune-up. It's not when you just get the box and go, God bless you, don't call back. When you get the box, that starts you talking with us. Because we're going to tell you just to put the carburetor, how to phase it, where to phase it, spark plugs, caps, everything else. That all goes into the combination. You know, you can't say what jet is too big for a carburetor. If you've already running the system, and you've spent 2 years getting your combination so it's not knocking the pistons out of it every other week, okay, if you're happy with that, leave it alone. Because if I tell you my combination, you have to use the whole combination. You can't pick and choose pieces of it. And I've had racers that tried that. And when they get frustrated, they call me and I, why did you do that? Well, my tuner said that that wouldn't work. Okay. Tell your tuner, I've been doing this for 50 years. How long has he been doing it? And do it my way and go out there and go fast, have fun, make repetitive rounds. Don't change parts. Don't hurt spark plugs. And I've told you before, and I think I told you good before, y'all know Willie, you know, dog. You know, we put that Mad Dog system on his car. He went out, he made 139 passes on the spark plugs. And they were used when he got them. And you can ask Willie that, you know, ask dog. If you are not hurting spark plugs, why are you changing spark plugs?
So basically, so you really don't got an answer as far as what carburetor jet is too big for a Dominator, is what I'm hearing.
No, because it goes to the cubic inch of the motor, the profiles, what we're doing with the car, the size of tires we're running with the car, how much nitrous we're already putting in the car, single stage, dual stage. No, I just tell you that the carburetor, the jets that come in the carburetor from Holley, or from normally aspirated setup. If we give you a jet pattern to run, then that's what we want you to run.
Okay, now.
You know, some of these nitrous companies will give you a jetting pattern. You put them in, it doesn't run right, and the first thing they tell you to do is change the fuel jet, drop this, do this, change it, take out 10 numbers. Hold a sec. What the hell? Nitrous is a scientific calculation. It takes 275 pounds of nitrous to make 100 horsepower. If you know that, then everything else goes together. Once you do that, you know exactly what fuel jet to put in, what fuel pressure to put it in at, and the car should run good. If it doesn't run good, jets in the carburetor are too big.
Okay, well, look, Ernie, back to my multiple kits versus a single kit.
Okay.
In your opinion,
the multi-stage is a multi stage is always going to be faster than a single stage. Because it's going to be more mile per hour, and you have the ability to put the torque where you want it versus where you're required to put it.
Okay. Now, same question, but we're talking about carburetors. And okay. Everything we're talking about is 8th mile right now, unless I see otherwise.
Okay.
Same question, single carburetor over 2 carburetors, 8th mile.
8th mile, single carburetor.
Okay, now
I know that makes a lot of people upset, but yeah, go ahead.
And guys, if y'all got a question for Ernie, go ahead and hit the one button now. Go ahead and hit the one button, you know, because I'm going to ask some questions right now, but I want to hear what y'all got to say on this subject. And in case y'all didn't know, y'all just coming on, we're talking about single kit, single stage versus multiple kits. We're talking about single carburetor versus multiple carburetors. So, Ernie, I got a 500 cubic inch motor, right? And I got a Dominator on it with 96 square jets. And I'm running nitrous.
Okay.
Is that too much
too big
for that? Or is that? I mean.
That's too much jet.
It could be dependent on. Is it too much jet?
Yeah, that's way too much jet.
Well, Ernie, can I just back down my fuel pressure or something like that? I mean, why is it too much jet?
Well, if you back down on your fuel pressure going to your nitrous system, let's say we're setting up at 5.5, and you pull it down to 4.5. Okay, the car starts to run right. And you go, okay, well, I'm going to pull some fuel jets out of it. Okay, so you take some numbers out of the fuel side. What you're doing is using your nitrous system to tune your engine. And that is a guaranteed way to break your engine. If the nitrous is sprayed in there with the proper amount of fuel, that is a scientific equation that is exact. It is there. It's going to make this horsepower. If you've got too much fuel, if it's running rich, and you've got these jets where they should be, where did the extra fuel come from? The carburetor. So the carburetor jets are too big. You got to remember what happens when you turn nitrous on. If you take the flow of the carburetor, and got you a barometer up there, and you could read the CFM of that carburetor, and you sit there and you get it what the motor's doing, and then meet your air and touch the nitrous and watch what the vacuum and the flow through that carburetor does. It will nearly go up 50%. So
okay.
The more air that goes through that carburetor, the more fuel is going to put up on the jets.
Okay, well, I got a question also, Ernie, it's not really about systems or carburetors, but it has to do. Now, you know, a lot of people are now, you know, you got a lot of guys that are getting these O2 sensors and, you know, they're reading how rich motor is going to be. They're doing it on a dyno now. Is there a particular number that you might look for if you're running O2 sensors? You know, I think it's, what is 13 something? You got to help me out with that. But is there a particular number? Because I hear guys, they go anywhere from 12 something to 13.8 or 13.5, I think, maybe. Can you help me out with that?
Your perfect airflow number is 14.3:1. Now, you never want to get that way on nitrous, because at that point, you're on the end of the needle head. It's going to take something out. So we got to go back the other way. Also remember, when they're tuning on a dyno, they have long exhaust and back pressure. A oxygen sensor does not have time to read and give you a true reading in 1/8 of a mile. You've got open exhaust. It doesn't have enough time to sense and change. So using oxygen sensors to tune, I think that puts you in a real gray area. And also, it tells where you put the oxygen sensor, how far it's in the pipe, out of the pipe, near a turn, under the turn, on top of the turn. Too many variables. But if you was looking at that, I'd go with the 12-8 to 13-2. I don't look at it. I don't care about it. I know about it, but it's not a fact to tune in the eighth mile.
And that's what NYSIS you're talking about, right?
Yes.
So what's the best way to do it? Just go to the track? You know, a lot of guys, what they do, you know, Ernie, they put these fuel injection systems on the car, and they try to get a baseline. So they go to the dyno, and they get a baseline, you know, and then they might go out.
See, you're talking fuel injection now. Fuel injection is a whole different creature than carburetor.
Oh, okay.
So you get into fuel injection, now we got to shift gears totally and forget everything we've been talking about. Because now everything is done electronically. You're not putting nitrous and gas in the motor at the same time. You're only putting fuel in the motor and nitrous in the motor and letting your injectors make up the difference. So then you got to go pounds per hour on your injectors, and you never want to be more than 85% of your injector rating.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to know the weight of your fuel, which most fuels are in the 6.2 to 6.5 pounds per gallon. And if you take your injectors, you got a 65 LPH, liters per hour, or however they want to rate these things. You got to know the conversion in how many liters per hour, what the fuel weighs, how many liters are in the gallon, what it should be, what are you getting. That would give you, if you take that number and divide it by 52, it gives you how many horsepower you're making out of that injector. And you never want to get more than 85% of the injector cycle. If you do, you end up running lean. That's a whole different world.
Okay.
99% of the guys out there do not run it and don't want to run it.
Well, I asked that question, Ernie, because ain't nobody hitting the one button, because I told y'all if y'all got questions, hit the one button. So I asked that question because it's just stuff that's going through my mind while I'm listening to you talk. And everything that you say is very informative. It's just, you know, sometimes it leads you on to other things. But we get back to the single stage versus multiple stage real quick. Any fuel injection guys got any fuel injection questions? You know, y'all come in here and ask questions. But we've already established that multiple kits are better than single kits. Okay, and then we've already established that single carburetor in the eighth mile is better than dual carburetors in the eighth mile. I'm sorry,
right.
But now let me ask you this, Ernie: does it matter the cubic inch when you go to dual carburetors? Does that matter? Is it still the same? Is a single carburetor still going to be the same even if you got? Let's say you got a 600 inch small block. You wouldn't go faster in the eighth mile with two carburetors than you would one, or is it still the same?
If you're running bigger than a 632 inch motor, okay, I can see going to 2.4s. I still wouldn't get anything bigger than 1050s. Now, if you're in the 706 range and up, okay, we might go to the 1150s. If we're in the 800-plus up range, then we're going to go into a totally different carburation, different jetting. You know, it's a totally different motor setup. So you got a lot of variables, you know, that you work with. And, you know, I call it dream wheel horsepower or Summit Racing catalog horsepower. You get the catalog, and you go around there, and you pick out, I got this cam and this carburetor and this intake and these headers and that. Hell, I'm making 1,200 horsepower. You put it all together, you don't even want to leave the starting mat. That's because those facts and figures are kind of dream wheel. It ain't going to happen. You just can't add up horsepower.
Okay, Ernie. Well, y'all got to come in here with some questions. You got any questions, man? Y'all hit the one button. I can't think of all the questions. I can only ask some questions.
No, you call me. It's all up to you. It's all up to you.
I guess it is a night, Ernie, huh? But, I, you know, the questions that I asked you, you answered them pretty good. So I really don't have any more questions for you unless somebody hits the one button and they got a question about something that you've already said or something that you haven't spoke about. But anyway, I guess what I'm going to do, Ernie, is I'm gonna go ahead and let you close yourself out. You know,
okay.
Hold on a second. Let me see. I think this is Chuck. Chuck G.
Hey, what's up, Ernie?
Hey,
how you doing?
What's happening?
I'll try to battle this damn cold I got. All this crap.
Uh-oh.
But let me tell you something real quick. The thing that I don't hate, I'll slow you a little bit, but you know what I tell you, Tony. I hate all this. I'll run you with one kid. Oh, you can't have three kids.
Well,
do that make any damn difference? If you got nitrous on the car,
you know, we have gotten into Jamie Triggerman that does that minor league setup. I was talking to him when he was starting to get together, and he said, well, we're just going to allow one kit. I said, okay, is that going to be one kit direct port or one kit plate? You know, one kit's one kit. I said, no, with a direct port, you've got four solenoids, two nitrous, two gas. I could bank those, and now I have two kits. I have two stages. You still only have one. I said, so if you're going to say we're going to have a limiting factor, and it is two nitrous, two gas, solenoids, now we're even. Now we're going to put the big dog dual stage plate over there, and I'm going to whoop your ass. Because then you're going to make more torque, more horsepower. It's more tunable. But, yeah, you got guys that saying, I'm going to only run one stage, you got three. No, come on. If we're going to do that, I'm going to run black tires and you got to run white walls.
Yeah.
You know, get even.
I'm just stuck on, you know, back in the, you know, how they did it in the early beginnings. You either had nitrous or you didn't, you know?
Lord, things have changed since then.
Yeah.
Now you got to be a Philadelphia lawyer to figure out what the skips are in a race that's going to be argued about over the internet with 4,000 people, and then somebody is going to punk out and just pay the money because it's cheaper for them to pay the punk out than it is to get their ass booked.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing about
hold on, guys.
It changed the game a lot. It changed it a lot.
Yeah.
You should just be happy to
hold on. I got a hand up. Hold on. 772-5432. Who is that? 772-5432. Who is that? Closing back up. Okay, go ahead, Chuck. Chuck G, you done? You finished, Chuck?
I think I'm done. I forgot what the hell I was saying. You know,
yeah, hold on.
You were talking about the single stage and three stage.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. I got another hand. Hold on. 813-6605. Rick.
What's going on, Tony?
Hey, what's up, Rick?
Hey, Rick.
Hey, I wanted to let everybody know to pray for Brian Turbo B's family. His son got bit in the face pretty bad by a dog this afternoon. They're still alive.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I just found out. Yeah. Okay. And told me, so I figured I'd let
the youngest, not okay. The youngest child.
Yeah, the baby.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Oh, man.
Thank you for letting us know that, Rick. Thanks for letting us know.
Thank you, Rick.
All right. We'll keep Turbo B in our prayers. Anybody else? Y'all want to hit the one button? Got a question for Ernie before I let him wrap it up and get out of here? And go ahead and hit the one button. Go on once. Go on twice. Okay. Ernie, go ahead and wrap yourself up, man. I appreciate you coming on and sharing this information with us. Go ahead and wrap yourself up.
I mean, guys, I appreciate the invite. Anytime y'all need me, yeah, I'm more than happy to help you with your combination to get you straightened out. And remember, you know, if you need equipment, give us a call. We're the only company that has a lifetime warranty on our solenoids. And, I mean, it's a lifetime warranty. If they exist, they're under warranty. It's a no BS warranty. If you have problems with the equipment, give me a call. That's what I'm here for. And if you buy our equipment, we're going to stand behind it. If you call, you got a problem, we are going to be there to talk to you about it. And we will work you through the whole cycle of what to look for.
So, guys, if we can help you, don't forget, Country Code Nitrous Oxide Systems, 1-800-648-7687.
1-800, the N-word, nitrous. That's our phone number, 1-800-NITROUS. We've been around long enough to own the word. So if we can help you, give us a call. Don't forget Renegade Racing Fuels, the number one fuel in the racing industry. Give us a call if we can help you. Guys, y'all have a good evening. Be safe. And we'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks,
right,
Ernie. Take it
thank
easy.
You.
Okay, let me close Ernie on out of there. Close Ernie on out. Okay. Hey, man, sorry to hear about Brian and his family and everything. Prayers out to Brian, Turbo B, and his baby. You know, he got a small baby there. I think he might be like one or maybe 2 years old or something like that. I hate to hear stuff like that. But anyway, guys, let me see. Did Chuck G fall off? Chuck G fell off and called my phone. What's going on with Chuck? But anyway, guys, we're going to go ahead and move on to the next segment of the show. I do not have a bear report this week. I mean, I do have a bear, you know, and the bear I have for this week is the same bear that it was last week, Butterball, you know, Butterball and Straight Jacket locked horns this past Sunday, you know, and Butterball beat him up pretty bad, man. He beat him up pretty bad. So my bear of the week is just a continuation from last week. But I do not have a bear report unless somebody want to hit the one button and give me their bear report or what they think, who they think the bear was this week and everything like that. But if not, then, you know, we just going to open the mics up. Y'all better hit the one button because I don't got a topic for you. I don't got a topic for you. I wanted to do the tech tips because we had a lot of people, you know, disputing about single stage versus multi-stage and one carburetor versus two carburetors and stuff like that. So, you know, I had to get the man in here to talk about it a little bit. I hope it gave you guys a little bit more clarity, you know, as to your application. But we might have a short show tonight unless you guys go ahead and hit the one button. So anybody got anything they want to bring to the table, you know, y'all go ahead on and speak up now. But other than that, you know what I start doing. I start playing. Matter of fact, let me let y'all listen to this real quick. That Chuck G creation D League theme song. You know, y'all wanna get that song, just give, you know, contact Chuck, he'll send it to you. But anyway, like I say, guys, I don't have a topic for y'all tonight. We talked about what I wanted to talk about, so now is what y'all want to talk about. Anybody got anything? Y'all go ahead, hit the one button. Other than that, it'll just be a short show tonight. Ain't a whole lot going on. Now, don't forget, this weekend you got Florida versus Georgia down at US 19 Dragway. That's where I will be. I will be down there in the house. We're going to make a movie. You know, we got a few things going on. Mr. Chip came on earlier and told y'all about it. And as far as the next, I get a lot of calls. Hey, when is the next event? When is the next event? Well, I can only tell you about the next event that we have, unless you got some sponsors on here or promoters on here that want to come on and talk about their event, which you guys, all you got to do is hit the one button. But I can only tell you about our next event, which is July 7th at West Palm Beach. We got some unfinished business going on, you know. We're gonna do our D League. We're gonna do the 28-29. We're gonna bring the big tire stuff back because there's a lot of interest in that right there. Florida has quite a bit of big tire cars, you know. So we're gonna bring all of that back. So that's July 7th. That's 4th of July weekend. So y'all mark your calendars, you know. And if you ain't out celebrating with the family or whatever it is you do on 4th of July. Weekend, you know, come out and hang out with us at Palm Beach International Raceway. It's going down July 7th. July 7th is the next date. So I don't see nobody hit no one button. So I don't know, man. I don't know. Let me see. I get Chuck back on here real quick and see if he got anything he want to say. If not, then, you know, we'll just get the hell on up out of here. I know y'all probably got some stuff y'all want to do. I ain't the only one. But hold on. Y'all bear with me. Let me get this number in here. Oh, my goodness. What did I just do? Okay, hold on. Y'all hold on real quick. Yes, sir. Get Chuck back in here. Maybe Chuck could close the side or something like that. Yeah, Chuck must have fell off, man. Now he ain't answering the doggone phone, but you know what? Hold up. Chuck, I think he might have been a dance machine. But anyway, guys, so once again, y'all know, y'all got to hit the one button, man. Y'all looking to lock in somebody. Y'all looking for somebody. Y'all trying to do something. You want to announce something. You got to hit the one button, man. That's what this for. Other than that, I'm going to just get the hell on up out of here. You know, I'd be glad to talk to y'all each week, you know, but. You got to come in here and talk to me. Hold on real quick. Let's see. It looked like Nick. 813-2812.
Hey, Tony, what's up,
man?
813.
Hey, what up, Nick?
Tony. Chilling, man.
Yeah, you
so,
can't hear
so
me?
You ain't running the – yeah. Hey, so no delete booster for the next date?
Yeah, we're going to have Boosted in there, too. Boosted going to be in there, too. I ain't figured out if I'm going to mix y'all up or have y'all separate yet. I ain't figured it out yet. We got a couple months before we have to deal with it. Last time I did the Boosted shootout, everybody was motherfucking broke. So it was a good thing
man,
we had the rain out because everybody was broke. Everybody was broke.
You know, everybody was out there trying to shake it down, trying to get ready, man, you know.
It's availability, so I might end up mixing everybody up. I don't know yet. We still got some time, so I'm just telling all the Boosted guys, y'all don't get your stuff together, get your program together. You know, just make sure you have oil pressure by July 7th, and we're going to put it out there and let it be known. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But hold on real quick. I think this Kurt. 321-8752. Who is that?
Hey, Tony, it's Kurt. What's going on?
What up, Kurt?
Hey, man, I was just getting on. See, you ain't got many on there tonight, so I was getting on there.
Oh, no, there's a bunch of people on here. But you know what I'm saying?
So they were doing like I was
doing,
sitting there listening, wasn't saying nothing. Yeah, yeah. I got on.
Yeah, don't nobody want to talk. Hey, it be like that sometimes, but I understand, you know, I don't have no topic for nobody tonight. That's why I'm opening the floor up, and anybody that's got anything they want to talk about, you know, y'all can bring it on in here, we'll talk about it. But if not, then, you know, we're going to cut this short. We'll have an hour-long show tonight. Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Anybody else? Y'all hit the one button. Nick, you still open, Nick?
Yeah. Hey, Tony, do you feel okay? Let's say you got two small blocks, right? Let's say it's two small block G bodies, whatever. One on the 28, one on the 29. Do you feel like that 28 car absolutely have to have the spot from that 29 car, all over tire size?
No, I don't feel that way. But it's a lot of guys that are use that as a gambling chip, you know. And it ain't nothing wrong with that.
I heard that a lot over that Truck Perez race, you know, when they was putting, you know, trying to gamble over that. I'm like, oh, damn, why?
Well, you know, we've seen cars run on 29s, run cars on 28s head up. And
mm-hmm.
it'd be a good race. I mean, that
mm-hmm.
like I say, a lot of guys use that as a gambling chip. And I guess the faster you go, the more difference it makes. You know, I don't know because I ain't never been that fast. So, but I will tell you this: that if I'm on a 28, and I feel like I could race somebody on a 29, then you know I'm damn sure gonna try them. I ain't necessarily got to have a spot. You know, and that's just the thing. You know, I think nowadays too many people race parts instead of the cars.
Yeah, yeah.
They either racing parts or people instead of the cars. So,
yeah.
You know, ain't no nuts out there. Y'all gotta let your nuts hang. So, you know, but that's just my opinion. Other people might feel different. If y'all feel different, hit the one button. You know, I don't know what to tell you. Anything else outside of that, I don't know what to say about that. But anyway, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Nick, Kurt, everybody, man, I'm going to close this out because it ain't really nothing going on. I don't think nobody really got nothing to talk about. So I appreciate y'all hitting the one button, coming on and talking with us, chopping it up, whatever. But I'm going to have to see y'all next week after this US 19 race going down this weekend at US 19. That's Mr. Bobby Childs and Mr. Tip. They got something going on down in US 19. So if y'all can make it down there, come on down there, support, because Florida going to be in the house deep. And we're going to try to make something happen. But until then, you know, I'll talk to y'all next week, man. You know, that's how this here go. Hold on. And we out.